And we thank you for joining us this afternoon here on Consumer Magazine. I am Ron Tater. We always love to find ways to better have you spend your dollar if you want to spend your dollar wisely. We all do. And certainly we love to bring new people to the table that we have today. We have some new guests that are joining us. In fact, new friends of us here at The Word. We want to welcome our good friends from the Hixon Law Firm. And we're going to be welcoming John Hixon here. Also, Laurie Trowell. She's the Director of Operations at the Hixon Law Firm. And guys, it's good to have you. Welcome to Consumer Magazine.
Thank you. It's nice.
It's good to see you. John,
great
welcome.
Great to see you.
You know, it's wonderful to meet you guys. One of the things that you really specialize in is bankruptcy. We're going to talk about this subject today, the subject of bankruptcy. And, you know, this is something that people face, you know, perhaps in their life, and they have to go down this road. But you guys have made it very, well, very easy for people to come and embrace this whole concept. Laurie, we'll start with you, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. As Director of Operations at Hixon Law Firm, you get calls from people who are really, you know, they're desperate. They're at the end of their rope,
yeah.
And you're able to bring light into their life by what you offer. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. What we want people to understand is it really is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity to do this can really be salvation in getting them out of the situation that they're in,
mm-hmm.
and be a new start.
That's what it's all about. John, it's great to have you here. It's good to meet you and Laurie. And let's give some background on yourself. If you'll kind of give us an overview of how you got into this particular area of law and how you specialize in doing that.
Well, I've been an attorney since 1982, and I've been doing bankruptcies for about 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to do it from a guy who was a bankruptcy trustee over in Dallas, and I've been doing it on my own for almost 20 years.
Yeah. Any particular, I guess your heart just gravitates toward this. I mean, you see people who are in trouble, and this is something that you specialize in, and obviously it's a ministry and a business for you to do.
Yes, it is a ministry. Bankruptcy is a great help to people who just don't see another way out.
Yeah.
And that's what it's for. It's for people who have just gotten too much debt and need help.
Mm-hmm. John, tell us, you know, when people look at bankruptcy, you know, they think of a lot of ways their life is kind of over. I mean, you know, they shut down, they lose this, their credit is tarnished for years and years. Kind of dispel some of the bad, maybe perhaps stigmas that come along with bankruptcy and maybe how today bankruptcy might have some, you know, some better options.
Well, bankruptcy is for people who just have too much debt, and it's often caused by medical problems, being off work, getting back at work, and being underemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Or some disaster or something, some unexpected
yeah.
happens.
And divorce is often a cause of bankruptcy.
Right, right.
And bankruptcy is a way that people can readjust their debts and get going forward again.
And no one wants to do this, by the way.
Oh, of course.
I mean, everyone that comes in is, they never thought they'd be in this position.
Mm-hmm.
They find themselves in this position and just, you know, or horrified by it.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to what we were saying mm-hmm. about the blessing in
yeah.
that the government provides this for a reason.
Yeah.
It's for a purpose, and it's for folks just exactly like them that mm-hmm. really have done everything that they can, and they find themselves in this situation. And the blessing comes in that the government says, yes, we understand, and you're better used to the economy
mm-hmm.
if you can spend money. And so a restart is a blessing for both the economy and for them.
It really is a restart on life, a kind of a starting over for people once they go
yes,
through the process.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we talk about this subject, you know, I'm going to throw a few names out there that people might be surprised to hear. President Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, William McKinley, Thomas Jefferson, P.T. Barnum, Walt Disney, Buffalo Bill, many others, the founder of the Red Cross, Henry Dunant, also William Durant. It goes on. Henry Ford, for example. These are all people who, in the course of time, John, have gone through bankruptcy. And so I think as people hear those names and they hear name equity associated with this, it sort of brings it down to earth with them and say, you know, maybe it's not so terrible that I embrace this and have to go down this path, is it?
No, it's not. It's not the end of the world. It's a new start. People who have too much debt are able to be relieved from that debt under bankruptcy, and they can go forward from there
mm-hmm.
and start new businesses. They can just begin a new life.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to get out of the trap of debt.
Yeah.
Debt is a trap when you have too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the debt owns you, You've really lost control of your life.
Yeah.
And John, you may at this point want to tell them the difference between the different types of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear of Chapter 13, Chapter 11, Chapter 7. Give us the differences of those, if you will.
Well, for a consumer, Chapter 7 is for people who just have too much unsecured debt. Mm-hmm. They have credit card debt, they have medical debt, they have other loans that are unsecured, and they're need a fresh start. Chapter 7's a relatively short period. It takes about 4 months to do, and they get their discharge at the end of their Chapter 7 and can go forward from there.
And that
without
debt,
doubt.
That debt goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the debt goes away.
That's eligible. Whatever debt is eligible goes away.
Okay.
And Chapter 13 is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are entitled to do a Chapter 11, but it's really for millionaires, corporations, mm-hmm. and our local hockey team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Most consumers, individuals, you know, hardly ever do a Chapter 11.
Mm.
A Chapter 13 is a wage earner's plan. It's for people who have steady income, want to pay some or all of what they owe in a bankruptcy over a period of 3 to 5 years.
I see.
And it's really good for people who are facing a foreclosure and... Mm-hmm. And have a tax problem.
Or trying to get a modification and they've run out of time.
I would imagine the Chapter 13 is not as harsh, or if you will, as some of the others, since the person wants to help and pay along the way and so forth. Right?
Well, I think it affects the credit the same, correct, John?
Well, it affects the credit the same in that you're in bankruptcy.
Right.
However, you're able to show a payment history in
right.
Chapter 13. And it doesn't stay on your credit quite as long.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when we look at this concept because, as you say, Laura, you know, people really, you know, they come to this and they don't want to embrace this. But when they do, the good news is you're there. And so our listeners are always glad to know that there's a Christian business that comes along. You've been in business for a long time. You're there and you're right here in Arlington. And we'll tell about your location here in a moment. I want to send the listeners to your website. I want to send them to afreshstartdfw.com. And I love the title of the website, afreshstartdfw.com. And there, as you get to the Hickson Law Firm site, you'll see a lot of great information. Tell us about the website, Lori, because people can really start finding out information about what we just discussed about the different types of bankruptcies and much more. Tell us about that.
Well, it's actually quite comprehensive. Mm-hmm. Not only can you find out the difference between Chapter 7 and Chapter 13, but there are bankruptcy roadmaps there. And you can see what the entire process is. So this is not a mystery and scary. It's just step by step by step by step. And links and, you know, things that are appropriate to educate you along the way.
My goodness, you have all kinds of bankruptcy FAQs on there, the terms that you might want to familiarize yourself with, various worksheets, of course, the history of John Hickson and the team there at the Hickson Law Firm. So once again, it's afreshstartdfw.com, afreshstartdfw.com. If you'd like to call them directly, it's 817-261-5000, 817-261-5000. I'll give that number to you many times during our conversation.
That's also a metro number.
Metro number, so you can call from anywhere in the Metroplex on that number. I'll give the number many times in case you're driving. You can't jot that down as we visit and get to know John Hickson of the Hickson Law Firm. Also, Lori Trowell with us. She's the Director of Operations there. As we look at the process, Lori, as folks call the number, they log onto the website, they begin the process of looking into this. One of the things that makes you unique is that they're going to get a real person on the phone.
That's correct.
And you're going to get the personalized service from the very start, aren't they?
In fact, they're most likely going to talk to me. Yeah. So from the very jump, it's very hands-on, very user-friendly. You're going to talk to John when you come in. He's going to go to court with you. Debbie and Maria are as sweet as they can be and very, very, very knowledgeable. They're not going to have to wait for a long time to get in to see John.
Mm-hmm.
We don't triple book like many of the big mills do.
Okay.
it's very tempting to go to one of our competitors because they're really good at sales. And they're really good at getting you in there and then just extracting a little bit of money out of you to get you to commit.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are very, very different, and it's hard to tell necessarily on the surface until you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
We do not triple book.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Triple book. They're not going to wait a long time. They're going to meet directly with us, and it's just, in general, very informal, very friendly, mm-hmm. not at all intimidating, and a nice place, and like we stated earlier, really a ministry for
yeah.
us.
You know, it's John, this is important. You know, as people, as you know, come to this process and begin the process, I would think that it's very important to have a very comfortable, very loving sort of interplay between the very first person on the phone or very first person they meet when they come in the door. It diffuses a lot of fear and a lot of issues that people deal with initially, doesn't it?
Yes, and Lori's real good at helping people feel comfortable mm-hmm. coming in to see us on a bankruptcy, because yeah. people are concerned and sometimes frightened about coming in to talk about bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I meet with all my clients one-on-one. We spend 45 minutes to an hour going over their financial situation,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's a very personal service, and it is a ministry for me, mm-hmm. you know, to help people one-on-one.
John, what are some of the traps that we get into as consumers, as we go about our day? We get credit, and we use that credit. Sometimes we get into credit situations where we can't pay it and so forth, and we get into traps. What are some of the common mistakes that folks make that may start the unfortunate road that ends up in bankruptcy?
Well, credit cards is a common trap. Mm-hmm. It's very easy in our consumer society to get too much debt.
Gotcha.
Buy now and pay later.
Right.
And sometimes it's hard to pay later. And people will have as much debt as they can carry, and then something happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
They get sick, they lose their job, they get a job that doesn't pay as much anymore,
mm-hmm.
or they get a divorce or separation and have additional expenses. And so there's things that just happen to people
sure.
that cause them to have too much debt that they can't carry anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lori, as we look at this, you know, I think in talking with folks over the years that have gone through the process, I went through the process many years ago, and I remember, you know, vividly how things developed during the time, and we went through, I guess we would call it sort of a dark period where mm-hmm. there was a number of years that we just mm-hmm. had to sort of stand still. What is the typical span after the bankruptcy is declared and everything's final and before folks can begin to get back on their feet again?
Well, they'll receive credit card offers probably from the jump.
Mm.
Credit card companies know that they're good candidates because they don't have any more debt or they're paying their debt back.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that on a Chapter 13, it takes how many years before your credit recovers technically?
Well, in a Chapter 13, the 3 to 5 years that you're in a bankruptcy, you can't have any consumer credit without
right.
the court's approval. So you're going to be out of the credit business.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you finish your bankruptcy and receive your discharge, you no longer have the debt, and you have a proven record of being able to pay your Chapter 13 plan. And so people will start rebuilding their credit from that point. They also will have payments on their house and on their cars that they made during their bankruptcy that show good credit.
Mm,
Does that include a Chapter 7?
That includes a Chapter 7.
Chapter 7. You know, and two, looking at the website, there's great information there as our listeners began to go to the website. AfreshStartDFW.com is the site, AfreshStartDFW.com. Lots of great FAQs there that you can find out as you initially log on. It is a great place to start when you want to learn more about the John Hixon Law Firm and about the team there and all the things that we're talking about here this afternoon as we get to know John Hixon. And, of course, Lori Terrell, the Director of Operations at the Hixon Law Firm. You guys are there in Arlington. I've been there for a very long time, and it's wonderful to know that you serving the community there, but serving the Metroplex, and you know, very, very unique things that you bring to the table as a ministry. Our listeners, of course, appreciate the fact that they know that they're dealing with a believer and someone who can really empathize with what they're going through, John. So that's important, isn't it?
Yes, I've been a believer, and I've been in the Baptist church and in the Bible churches, and I currently mm-hmm. go to a Bible church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to me that people know that this is a Christian atmosphere. People
sure.
are going to be treated as they would want to be treated, and as Christ would have us treat people. And I enjoy the fellowship with my fellow believers who come in, and not only are my clients, but they become my friends.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting as we look at this. Lori, I'll direct this to you. Looking at some of the things that we would say, maybe looking over a few, say, seven or so costly debt traps. Let's go over a few of those if we can. I think that one of the things that people learn, sometimes we learn valued lessons the hard way, as we say. Mm-hmm. But, for example, co-signing a loan. You know, when folks, maybe you have a young student that needs a financial loan of some kind and you co-sign, your heart is to help them, but sometimes you get into a trap like that. Tell us about that concept.
Actually, I'm going to throw that to John.
Sure, that's fine. John?
Well, when you co-sign a loan, you're legally responsible for it along with the person who took out the loan. And by co-signing, if they can't pay, the creditor is going to come directly for you.
Sure.
And you're not... People who co-sign often aren't thinking that this is an additional debt for me. And it can become quite a shock to have a large debt come due really without your control, and you lack that control when you become a cosigner.
Sure. You're not just becoming a reference. You're becoming you're part of it, as you say.
And when you cosign a loan on a car, aren't you liable in other ways if something happens to the car?
No. Generally, as a cosigner, you don't have liability of being a driver or the actual owner.
It's more financial.
It's more. Mm-hmm. It's completely financial.
Another one, guys, is raiding your 401k, attempting perhaps to borrow from your 401k. Not a good idea, is it?
Well, a lot of times people are in a panic and they completely empty it out before they come to us.
Mm.
And that's the last thing that we want them to do.
That's always a bad financial move because, one, you're taking away your retirement, which you're going to need. The government's going to go broke and not be able to pay retirement for a lot of folks, and so you need to be taking care of your own retirement.
Sure.
And taking out your 401k, whether it's a loan or a distribution, is generally just a bad idea. Also, people who take out a 401k distribution have to realize that they're going to be taxed on that money.
Yeah.
And also penalized on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surprising the number of people I see who have not only had their 401k spent trying to pay their debts, but they've also then have a tax liability that they're having to pay. And that can be a real difficulty.
Sure.
And isn't it true in bankruptcy that you can keep your retirement?
Yes. Your retirement accounts is something you're able to exempt and keep through bankruptcy. The government doesn't want you to be without retirement.
Yeah.
So it's really a shame that people come to us after the fact.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Exactly. You know, you bring up a good point, and that is perhaps some exemptions as people look into the various, whether it's Chapter 7, Chapter 11, whatever you're looking at doing. You know, let's talk about maybe the exemptions that people can look forward to maybe keeping something, or maybe they can sort of a la carte, you know, determine what they want to manage themselves and the other falls under the bankruptcy.
Yes, in a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, you are able to exempt property and keep it. It's exempt from the claims of your creditors, and your homestead is exempt. You're able to exempt a number of cars based on the number of drivers you have.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to exempt your personal property, all that stuff you have. Your bankruptcy trustee isn't interested in your stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
You're able to exempt your retirement plans. Your insurance policies. There's quite a bit of property that you're actually able to exempt because they want to leave you with property to allow you to start over.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I do is to help people with their exemptions. There's a federal exemption and a state exemption. So I help them figure out which one is most advantageous to them.
You know, it's interesting. You know, as people, someone that might be in this position, let's say a candidate for bankruptcy of any kind, how would you encourage them, John, to go ahead and start the process? Because perhaps some would sit there and maybe get in deeper and deeper in trouble, perhaps a legal action beginning to loom over their heads and so forth. It's a timely thing that you need to do to go ahead and make the phone call, isn't it?
Yes, it's best to make the phone call, come in and see us, and we have a free consult.
Good.
And there's a lot of people who don't need to do a bankruptcy, but need to help, and I'm happy to help them with a free consult. But there's a lot of people who do need a bankruptcy, and don't
we can
need
help them
wait.
Get a plan of action when mm-hmm. they come in, mm-hmm. so that at least they know what to pay, what not to pay,
sure,
what's coming down the pike, and yeah. don't wait till your house is foreclosed
exactly.
on.
Exactly, exactly. Laura, you know, one of the things we discussed before we went on the air this afternoon is when people began to think about, well, they said, well, I don't know if I can afford you. I don't know if I can, mm-hmm. you know, you guys have made it very easy for our listeners to get involved. You have a low payment plan. You have a low price guarantee.
We have a low price guarantee. We are guaranteed to be the lowest priced. And if not, we will match that price and then take off another $100.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to not be stressed any more than necessary.
Good.
We also let them pay the balance of what they owe us monthly. We require $800 generally to file, although we will work with you. $800 file, that covers the $500 retainer and then the $300 that goes to the state. And the balance would be paid off monthly with no interest.
Very good. Very good. That alone is a huge blessing to many, John, because you know they find themselves without really any cash flow or anything to really get the process started. So knowing that going in is incredible.
Yes, so. It's very helpful for clients, and it shows that we trust them, mm-hmm. that they're going to make their monthly payments to us, and people want to pay their bills. And
they
so,
do.
I don't have a problem doing payouts, and people, you know, will send us notes all the time with their final payment, you know, that they're thankful for our help.
Sure.
And, you know, they feel a sense of relief and freedom of completing the process.
Indeed.
Also, I might add that many attorneys, the majority, if not most all but us, really sort of treat the person that's in crisis like a felon, because
yeah.
they want all the money
yeah.
up front. They
yeah.
want, I mean, if you had all that money, you would have less of a problem
yeah.
than what you have. And we are just simply not, that to us is counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simply mm-hmm. not fair and just not even reasonable. So.
That's a very good point. And you know, John, I think, you know, this is pretty typical, I would imagine, but in, you know, the fact that the matter remains is that you literally hold the hand of that person. I mean, they're in a very fragile state of mind during this process. And so when it comes time to go to a court or a hearing or any kind of a meeting of some kind, you're there with them to help them, aren't you?
Yes, I personally go to their meeting of creditors. It's amazing to me that you'll go to these meetings and the attorney will have to yell out the name of their client because they've never met them.
Mm.
And, my clients have met me. I've heard their story. I know their case. I've reviewed their case. And I can shepherd them through the process. And I do shepherd them through the process myself.
Yeah.
And they can call anytime if they have questions and frequently get John on the phone himself mm-hmm. to answer that question.
That makes a huge difference, as you know, John, because you can better represent that person, as you get to know them and their situation. That makes your job a little easier because you can better represent them when the time comes, isn't it?
Yes, I'm not cold on their file, you know, because I've actually met them and, mm-hmm. and didn't just pick it up that day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I enjoy getting to know the people and, you know, seeing the relief on their face when they've gotten this behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when we initially meet with them and go over their legal remedies, you know, and what bankruptcy will do to them, they feel a real sense of relief because they see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
Otherwise, it was just all dark.
Right. And a team behind them.
Yeah. I think there's a degree, too, of shame that comes along with this sort of thing. When you know that you've had to let something go, that you couldn't take care of in completion. But you guys, you know, you bring a sense of comfort, you know, to everyone that goes through this. You know, Laurie, I remember years ago when I went through mine, I want to encourage our listeners to know that it's not, within a short amount of time, we were able to buy a home. We bought another vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We began the credit, you know, restoration, so to speak, for our lives fairly soon afterwards. So it's not like you have to wait through this dark period of time before you can begin to get on your feet.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
In fact, like I mentioned earlier, they're going to get credit card offers immediately. We want you to stay clear of that.
Sure.
The kind of card that we would, you need a card. You need to be able to rent a movie, or if you, mm-hmm. you know, want to buy something at the Quick Stop store,
mm-hmm.
you need a debit card or whatever. But the kind of card that we recommend is one where you put the amount of money on there that you're prepared to spend and that you can afford to spend. And then when you spend that down, you put more back on it instead of having a credit card. John, what are these cards called? The secured card?
Like prepaid.
Prepaid.
She's talking about prepaid cards, which are good. A lot of times people use the credit cards that are secured. They actually put up a deposit, say $400, and get $400 worth of credit. And those are good to have if you need to rent a car. You go out of town and need to rent a car, and they want you to have a real credit card as opposed to a debit card.
Sure, sure. And this helps begin to build your new credit, so to speak. And there's some things that folks can do. And to be encouraged to know that it's not the end of the world to go through this process. And good to know that you guys are there. In the last couple of minutes of our conversation here, guys, John, let me ask you to encourage our listeners, those that might be in a position right now as they listen, that have been praying about this, they've been looking at this, considering this, of course, as perhaps a last option. How would you encourage them to pick up the phone, give you a call? It's always that first step of making that step of faith, if you will, and making a phone call. Encourage our listeners in that, if you will.
Well, it's really helpful to have someone to talk to. You talk out your problems, and it becomes clearer in your mind as you do that.
Yeah.
And we have a free consult that allows you to do that. I'll ask you questions. It's in a warm environment, and people have a chance to really make up their own mind about where they are and where they'd like to go.
It's good to know that you're able to, in your years of experience, recommend what's best. Usually a profile for a person is different than, say, the next person's situation, you know. And so good to know that they can come in and have the free consultation and take advantage of all the wonderful services, the unique services that you guys offer as compared to maybe others as well. So our time flies here so quickly. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what you do and the ministry that you offer the community and for Dallas-Fort Worth
as well. Thank you, Ron.
Good to meet you guys. John Hickson with the Hickson Law Firm, Lori Trowell, the Director of Operations there. The number to call again, 817-261-5000. Again, 817-261-5000. If you're calling from the Dallas or Tarrant County area, it's a metro number, so a free call. Again, 817-261-5000. The website, a great place to start to learn more about the Hickson Law Firm, is afreshstartdfw.com, afreshstartdfw.com. A delight to meet John and Lori today. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time right here on Consumer Magazine at The Word, 100.7 FM.